shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey, hey. It is Thursday, June 30th, 2022. This is episode 65 of the Human Hope Podcast, and I got one question. Y'all ready for this? Come on, come on. Hey, hey.
You're so funny.
Why? Why am I so funny?
Well, first of all, I don't have headphones, so I don't hear the music, and all I can hear is your voice, which is kind of funny because it's out of context.
Hey, hey, okay, so Heather doesn't have, so Heather can't right now, you actually can't hear Dr. Delight playing.
No, I just hear you say, hey, hey.
So you are not feeling what everyone else that's listening to the podcast right now is feeling.
I am silent over here, yes.
You feel left out. All right, well, I'm fading Dr. Delight down. And welcome to episode 65 of the Human Hope Podcast, coming to you live from where?
Somewhere in the middle of Kentucky.
Where? You don't even know where we are.
We're in Kentucky.
I know, but where in Kentucky are we?
I'm on the freeway, 65, going south, close to Elizabethtown.
What's Elizabethtown?
I don't know.
We're actually heading towards Sonora, Kentucky, and then Upton, Kentucky, and then Bonneville, Kentucky.
Hey, we're passing Abraham Lincoln's birthplace, National
Historical Park. Hey, guys, exit 91A here in...
That's where we currently are.
Hodgenville, Kentucky. That is where we currently are. And this is a special edition of the Human Hope Podcast. It's on the road, number one. Also, Heather is... the co-host, which is a big deal.
It is.
Can we go ahead and explain why this is a big deal?
Because I was on the podcast, say, 3-4 months ago.
Yep.
And I said, after some feedback, I'm never doing that again.
She literally looked at me after a day of the podcast being out there and said, you know, I'm never going to be on the podcast again.
Truth.
And here you are. You're back.
It didn't take that long.
It didn't take that long, but that was after the how do you handle disagreeing on hot topics and...
Which is kind of funny.
Why?
Well, because I can disagree with you, but when other people try to come in and act like they know me, no.
Oh, yeah, no. So Heather got her feelings hurt a couple different ways, which is fine, just very human. I was a staunch defender of my wife.
You did. You defended me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
People are people.
Yeah, people are people. People can get mean. And yeah, so you took a little break, got your feelings back restored. And here we are, 3 minutes into episode 65, which 65 episodes, babe. Can we just talk about this for a second? Can you believe?
Hey, we're on freeway 65.
We're on. Oh my gosh.
Taking
taping episode 65. We are on 65 South. Can you believe that I've done 65?
I cannot.
You can't.
Actually, I cannot because you are a starter. You start things great.
Yeah.
I actually used to think it was a fault until I read... wow. What book was it? I think it's a Danny Silk book, and I think it may be Culture of Honor. Okay. I don't know, but it talks just about how there are different people, and starters are actually amazing people to have just the dreams and cast vision. It doesn't mean that they are failures if they don't follow through on some of those. And wow, so you are a fantastic dreamer and starter of things, and I am actually really proud that you have done 65, because that is not something I bet you've probably had 65 podcasts.
Well, not 65 different podcasts.
Okay, maybe
that's a little 10. Extreme. Yeah, no, I definitely have probably started 10 different podcasts.
Yeah, at least.
Some of them have lasted longer than others.
Yeah.
But this one is definitely the longest lasting.
This is kind of like a real deal.
Yeah, no, this is good. Like, I'm in. So, like, yes, 65, we're reaching retirement age of the podcast at 65. But we're not going to do it. We're gonna go and go and see how far this goes. I mean, to be honest with you, I signed a contract for another year. So there will be another 65 episodes or 60 something odd episodes.
That's funny.
But we are in the car, literally in the car. I've got my Zoom track, or I don't know what it's called, this little Zoom podcast recorder on my lap. And we've got our microphones. This is actually going to sound better than... Remember when we recorded the podcast in Italy and we just passed one microphone around to everybody?
That was an interesting one, huh?
Yeah, it was with the kids.
Yeah.
It was like, it was pulling teeth.
Some of them were... a little more difficult.
Yeah. But this one's going to be good because...
I got the answers for you.
We've got answers. This is a Q&A episode. And so I asked them on Instagram earlier today. I said, hey, we're going to do a Q&A episode. Heather and I are driving back down to Nashville from Worcester, Ohio. And we're going to do some Q&As. And so they delivered.
I'm excited.
You.
It's been a very heavy week on the news front, or actually a couple weeks, right?
Yeah.
So I actually think this is, there's some heavy questions, but yeah. I think this is an enjoyable listen for those who have just had to carry some of the heavy things this week. And this is just going to be some enjoyable.
Yeah. But I mean,
talking.
Listen, but
even if we touch hard topics,
yes.
It's still going to be. It's going to be safe and it's going to be enjoyable.
I guess that's
the word I hear.
And I mean, just to let everyone know, Heather is driving while
I
recording.
I am. And what's this spit? Did I spit on the microphone?
You're spitting on the microphone. It's kind of
gross.
So that's okay. I'm just impressed. Quit looking at the microphone. Look at the road. Okay. we're all okay here. So we're going to hop in. And yes, like Heather said, there are some, we are going to answer some, deeper questions, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to answer some of the light ones, because there's actually a bunch of great questions. So it's going to be a little bit of a mix. You guys asked a bunch of great questions, so this episode goes out to the Insta Familia who asked some of these questions. So we're just going to, I'm just going to dive in. Let's start off easy, okay? We're going to start off easy, and we're going to start off with you. Okay, Heather?
Okay.
You keep flipping the microphone around in your hand over and over.
I know, I'm trying to get it comfortable.
Okay. Okay, so this is a question for Heather. Sharon Alaris asks, okay. Heather, what's your go-to easy dinner when your kids were younger? Okay, so we've got three kids.
Yeah.
They're, well, what are they now, 20, 18, and 16?
Something like that.
Yep. And so she wants to know, what was your go-to easy dinner when your kids were younger?
Yeah, I would not feed my kids this anymore because I've just learned some dietary stuff. But for me, when my kids were older, it was always noodles with butter.
Oh.
Parmesan cheese.
I'm into that.
Salt and pepper, and usually some broccoli in there.
Oh.
And so... we, on the whole, have limited our dairy now, and we have one for sure child that can't have gluten that right. I fed her gluten all of her childhood. So that would not be my go-to meal anymore, but that was for sure, hands down, what I would make.
Well, then the obvious question is,
what would if you had now?
Little kids now, what would you feed them?
You know, I would probably do something similar, but just with a grain that she can digest and okay. maybe a sheep's cheese, because noodles and cheese kids love, right? So,
yeah.
But just kind of altering something that's a little more nutritious versus
just
something that was poisoning her.
Oh, yes. So, Hala, we are sorry that we poisoned you.
Yeah.
You know, things that you learned. You don't, yeah, I mean, you don't know things.
Didn't.
We didn't know. Okay, great. Great question, Sharon. Thanks for asking. Heather, it seems like a lot of the focus is on you here. Brittany I asks, why? This is great. Why doesn't Heather like Instafamilia meetups?
Ooh.
Now, before you answer this, let me say, last night, the reason why this question is being asked is Heather, first of all, Heather, you're right. Heather doesn't.
But, I do not.
But last night, Heather did. We were in Wooster, Ohio, and Heather did.
I was peer pressured.
Heather did get peer pressured by Leanne and I to go to an Instafamilia meetup. And, you know, we had 25, 30 people that showed up. And, but then when you went there, of course, Leanne was actually, it was funny because Leanne was like, Heather, I'm just so proud of you. You're so, like, you can't have conversations.
I'm an adult. I know how to interact with people, but it doesn't mean that I'm enjoying it.
Right, right. Yeah. So let's dive in here. I have these Instafamilia meetups around the country. People come, yeah. and every once in a while, there's a Heather sighting at these things. But people want to know, and I think it's a great question, why don't you like Instafamilia meetups? And again, for those of you that are just listening to the podcast and don't know what the Instafamilia is, that is my Instagram following. You know, I've got just lots of Instagram followers around the country, and I'll meet up with them in different cities. So, Heather, why not?
Yeah, I think there's probably a three-tiered thing. I would say generally I'm an introvert, but I'm actually, there was another question in that list of like, I think it was something like, you're more social than Heather is. And I actually don't think that that's true. I actually think I am more social than you are. 1,000%.
1,000%. People don't know that.
They don't see that because you do the quick jump in, meet and greets, and then you're done, where I'm like, hey, come sit on my couch, let's talk, come
up
for dinner, let's, you know, I'm gonna call them on their birthdays, I'm terrible at birthdays, but I'm gonna invest in their lives. So that's where I thrive in people's lives, is when I actually get to have a relationship. Where, what are you doing? You're making more noise than I am.
Oh. Sorry, I couldn't even hear it. Sorry, guys. That's me just pulling on the handle.
I have headphones on.
What does it sound like? Oh, my gosh. It's so loud.
I know.
Sorry. I was like, why are you looking at me?
So all that to say is I don't enjoy small talk. I don't enjoy... It's just not my thing. And that's...
Yeah.
I think that's fine. I don't think... Gosh, I don't, you know, it doesn't, I'm not a, I don't, I, yeah. Mm.
So what? No, keep going. It sounds like you're trying to bite your tongue.
I don't know. I just don't want to offend, I don't want to offend people.
No, you don't have to. Keep going. I think it's good. I can edit it if I feel like it's going to offend somebody.
I'm done.
So you just don't like small talk.
What are your thoughts on me in this? Like, you answer that question.
Okay. Yeah. It's a great question. Carlos, why doesn't Heather like going to Instafamilia meetups? You know, I just think that, the Instafamilia is very important to me and Heather, honestly. Like, it's important to us because this is a large group of motivated individuals that have honestly changed our lives, and we see them change other people's lives. But also, we know that these people, the crowds, maybe they only know what we tell them, right, about us.
Yes.
And so since they only know what we tell them, they're with anybody, people that I follow on Instagram, I only know what they show me on Instagram.
Right.
So therefore I don't really know them.
Right.
Or, you know, and so I try to show as much as I can with, you know, being responsible. And so I guess sometimes you may feel, Heather may feel like, well, they don't really know me, but they think they know me.
1,000%.
Okay.
Because again, I think there's a couple questions that we got about how do you feel with Carlos sharing your whole life, or how is it? And the honest answer, we've said this once and like, we'll keep saying it, is he actually doesn't show a lot of our life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, getting to a place, I don't know. you know, I actually don't know if that is 100% my pushback when I go. I think it's just more of the small talk.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just not a mingler. Yeah. I don't want to mingle with you. Like, if we're going to hang gonna talk, out, if we're going to have a relationship.
Steal someone's heart?
Well, obviously. But no, I'd much rather just.
Okay. So maybe it's a little less about they don't really know you and more about, you know what, like your time's short and you don't necessarily want to spend it chatting, chit-chatting.
Yeah.
You know? It's okay.
I don't talk to the grocery store lady. Like, I don't want to talk to her. I know you do.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's not just the insta-familia meet groups.
Yeah.
It's literally, I don't small talk with people.
Yeah. Okay, good. If you had to pick just one, what is your favorite trait or attribute about each other? You go first.
If I had to just pick one thing, I love that you're easygoing and that you are up for whatever. Like, I love that you're not stressed about things, that you don't need to control things, that you're like, sure, let's go to Italy. Sure, let's hike the highest mountain in the lower 48. Sure, let's jump out of an airplane. Sure, like, sure, we don't know how we're getting money this month, but that's okay. Like, you're just easy going, and I love that. I couldn't imagine life with somebody that's not like you.
Well, you can't imagine life with a man that has an opinion. Is that what you're saying?
You have an opinion, but yeah,
I just kind of go with the flow.
You do, and I am so thankful for that. I love that.
Oh, thanks.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, next question. Just kidding. That's funny. Okay, if I had to pick just one favorite trait attribute about Heather, it would actually probably be your just how good you're just so good at relationships. You're so good at, and I'm not just talking about friendships. Like, you're very intentional with every relationship you have. So whether that's being my wife, like, you're very intentional with being a wife, with being a mother. You're very intentional with being a friend. You're just a really good friend. Being a daughter, your granddaughter, all of them. Like, you're very intentional about doing those things, and I feel like you put a lot of. I don't think about that stuff very often. Like, I definitely don't think I'm a great son. I'm a great, you know, I think I am maybe a good at those things, but I don't like purposely try to be good at those things. And I feel like you do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think you're a good dad. I think that's something that you are good at. And you've always been good at that.
Oh, wow. So you're narrowing my
okay. My gift set to just give being you a dad. Compliment.
What about a husband? Do we just want to go there? Like, you think
Stop.
I'm a good husband? Just kidding. So, okay, good. You think I'm a good dad. That is good. But I just don't put as much effort into relationships as you do. And you're really good at that and thoughtful about that kind of stuff. So that's my answer to that one.
Yeah.
All right, good. Okay. What? No, I don't like that one.
What was it though? I need to know.
Well, someone asked, what traits of yours do you see most in each of your kids? I don't feel like people on the podcast care.
Well, I think I like that one because we have two biological children and they are carbon copies of us.
Okay.
Like, so Hala is 100% you and Sayana is 100% me.
Yeah, but whenever you say that, like, okay. I get a little offended because
there are moments that Sayana has you.
She's funny like me.
And that's the exact thing that you want the claim for.
Yeah, she's so funny. Oh, like she may end up being a stand-up comedian.
She's actually funnier than you. 100%.
Exactly, but she gets it from me.
Okay, you get that. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so Hala is adventurous like me.
I'm adventurous.
Not like me.
See, this is why I didn't want to answer this question. Okay, let's move to the next one. This is great. Okay, for those of you that travel, or maybe you're dating somebody that's traveling, or maybe you're at some point going to travel yourself, and maybe one person's going to travel, one person's not. Tips for staying connected as a couple when lots of work travel is involved. What do you think, babe?
Go ahead, answer that one.
Well, okay, so here's the situation with me. If I travel and...
Yes, this is good. I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Okay, I don't know if you know what I'm going to say, but maybe you do.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
If you travel, you don't need as much connection. If I travel, you are constantly needing me to call and talk and...
This is very true. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So when I'm on the road, like I'm just going because I've got a lot of things to do. But when I get to the hotel, if I have some downtime, like I'm blowing you up and I'm like, why aren't you answering? Like, like I need you now. Like I'm ready.
A little needy.
I'm a little needy. But if you travel and I'm gone,
you are needy
the whole time.
All day.
So. Tips for staying connected. Now that we've set our problem, what are tips for staying connected when a lot of work travel is involved?
Well, you know, honestly, I think it is learning each other, right? Learning how the other person, you know, the five love languages, whatever, learning what the other person needs. And I have no problem with you going.
Like being connected, right? Like,
yeah, I just...
I mean, here's the other thing.
I don't feel not connected to you.
And we actually are pretty independent.
Yes.
You know, that's something else too. Like you are.
Yes, that is very true.
Uh-huh. You're really, you don't really need me to be calling all the time and texting all the time. No. And
I enjoy you and I have fun with you but I don't need that.
Was that always the case though?
No, I would definitely say in our early marriage, mm-hmm. I was, you know what it was? This is going to go deep. So when Carlos and I met, I was signed up to go on a mission trip and I declined that for him, basically. What? Like I said no to traveling.
Oh, yeah.
When we were dating. Uh-huh. Because I mean, probably feared that if I left for a year or 6 months or whatever it was, 9 months, you wouldn't be there. So
for sure, I would have not.
So I didn't go. And then we lived a normal, quote, American life where he worked at a church. And so we were always together, you know, like a normal family would be. And then when he started to travel again, the trips to Dallas or whatever didn't bother me, but there were some trips that you took to like Poland or more international, which is definitely my heartbeat, that it really bothered me. And I had to sit and pray and ask God actually, like, why? And I remember being on this plane. I think I was flying alone to maybe Spain to visit my friend. I don't know. I was going somewhere alone. And boom, just like that, God put it. I have it in a journal because it literally, while I was journaling, he dropped it into my mind that I said no to international travel for you. And I had this grudge and wanted you to say no to international travel for me. Like, I wanted you to say no to me, which doesn't make sense when you like are logical about it. But in that moment, I felt it. I saw it. I saw the lie that the enemy just twisted in my head. And I, just rejected that.
Yeah.
You know, forgave and just really moved on. And from that moment, I've never... ever had, and that was probably like 10 years ago, I never have had a problem with you traveling.
You haven't. And you know, we use things like, we used to use Marco Polo more. I don't really use it anymore.
We don't use it at all. Or you don't use it. I mean, as far as being connected, I don't feel disconnected from you.
Yeah. I think we've just fell into, we've been married 22 freaking years. So, you know, it just, there's.
But what I would say, because somebody's asking that out of a place. So
how about that? It took us 7 minutes to get to the answer for this poor person.
I'm so sorry for rambling. Okay. But I think, honestly, like, how does your spouse or significant other like receive love?
Yes.
And how do you, how can you pour into that while they're gone?
Yes. Like, you can buy one of those pillows that I've seen advertised on Amazon where it glows when the other person lays their head on the pillow, but you take it with you on your trip.
What?
Have you, you not seen these pillows?
No. What it's are you
like,
talking about?
It's like a pillow to stay connected with your loved one. So like when you're laying on the pillow, it literally will light up when the other person puts their head on the pillow.
That's so weird. You're weird. That's weird. No.
So you know that they're there. You've not heard of
they're
that?
They're not there.
I know, but you can feel like they're there.
Oh no.
Okay. No. Okay. So there's that one. Sorry, that was a you know, a little deeper than I wanted to. Heather, favorite non-healthy snack?
Chips. Kettle cooked chips.
There we go.
That either barbecue or jalapeno.
You do kind of like the regular ones too.
Yeah, but they need a dip.
Okay. Oh, that's
true. Or to be put in a sandwich, which I don't eat sandwiches very often, so.
Carlos, favorite ice cream flavor?
Let me guess.
Oh, you want to guess?
It's either mint and chip or it's cookie dough.
Very good. It's cookie dough for sure.
Really? Over mint and chip?
Yeah. Okay. These days.
Okay.
These days, definitely. But here's, we're passing Dinosaur World. You just missed, there's a huge T-Rex to our right. Huge. Oh my gosh.
It's really
Do people
funny.
Pay money together? But here's the thing people may not know. I actually don't like ice cream. Like I would not choose to go get ice cream.
No, you would choose a bowl of cereal 1,000 times over.
Bring it to, let's go right now and get some Captain Crunch. Oh my gosh, give it to me. Yeah, so like I actually like, ice cream's too sweet, to be honest with you. It's like too creamy and sweet. Yeah. It's called ice cream, so yeah. Yeah, I'm not a big ice cream guy, but if I had to, it'd be. Now, if I go to Jenny's, Heather, what's my favorite?
Brambleberry, something like that.
Wow, you said that.
Brambleberry crisp. What's mine at Jenny's?
Oh, I don't know. I don't pay attention to relationships. We talked about this already. I'm a horrible husband. I'm a great dad. Remember?
That is so funny.
What's yours?
Oh, it's the almond brittle.
Oh, okay. Mm. Almond brittle.
Delicious.
Great question. Okay, I'm going. Oh, they're all so deep here, babe. How about advice for a single lady in her mid-20s?
Oh, have fun. Take off the pressure that you have to be something or do something.
Let's go.
Just enjoy relationships.
Yes.
Explore. Know yourself. Do some sort of, whether it be counseling or some kind of retreat that just really helps you discover who you are. I think coming out of your teens and in those 20 some odd years, like those years are just a great way to space to learn you.
Yeah.
To learn you and have fun.
And you know what I'm hearing when you're saying that? And play. What do you want to hear when you're saying that?
But
somebody could say advice for a single lady in her mid-40s and the answer is the same.
Sure.
I mean, it's this play. I mean, imagine everything
have
you just
fun.
Said.
Yeah.
Have fun. Explore. Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like all the things. So I'm not going to answer that question because I'm not a single lady.
Single 20s.
Oh, single lady. See,
all the single ladies.
All the single ladies. Okay, we're going to get deep again. Here's a question. Let's see, Carlos. Where'd it go? Why are you so silent about the January 6th committee hearings? What y'all trying to do? Y'all trying to get me in trouble? I see. Hey, listen. When it comes to all this content and all this news that we're talking about, the stress can begin to build. Right? It's been a big news week. Feels like every single week is a big news week. And our mental health can begin to take a toll. That is why I'm excited that we here at Human Hope partner with BetterHelp. That is H-E-L-P, BetterHelp. They are partnering with this week's show. And I'll tell you what, if there's ever been a season where we can be burned out, not only by work or family, but by content consumption and just all of the bad news we're hearing on a daily basis, BetterHelp is here for you. Life can be overwhelming. And many people, we really are burned out without even knowing it. Okay. We associate burnout, like I said, with work, but that's not the only cause. It can come from just
too much bad news. I love BetterHelp because they remind me to prioritize myself. I talk with my BetterHelp therapist every other week, and it has worked for me. I love not only my BetterHelp therapist, but all the other therapists I've had in my life. I visit them on my phone every other week. I said that already. I need you guys to understand this is something that I do. And because BetterHelp helps me, I want them to help you. This is how you guys get your help from BetterHelp. You go to BetterHelp.com/humanhope. That's BetterHelp.com/humanhope. And when you go there, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/humanhope. Listen, give it a shot. Give it 1 month and come back to me and let me know how much better you feel. Guys, you can do it. So back now to my thoughts on the January 6th committee hearings.
Well, first of all, Heather, do you even know?
No.
Do you even know what the January 6th committee hearings are?
The Capitol thing, right?
Okay. Yes, it's the Capitol thing.
So hearings would be, I don't know.
What do you think they're doing?
They're
about them
trying the people, or
no? That's not what's happening.
Seeing if like Trump was involved, or
yeah, they're just kind of like unpacking it for the nation.
Okay.
And so this is again
clearly, guys. I don't watch the news, and I'm not really on the socials.
Yeah. So I don't think that Heather, you are any less American. I don't think that you don't care about America. I don't think any of those things because you don't know what the January 6th hearings are.
Thanks, babe.
You know, yeah. But I know that I remember on January 6th, you cared on January 6th. Like, I remember you being like, oh, this isn't a good thing.
Yes, I said this isn't a good thing.
Yeah, but there was, it never kind of went deeper than that.
No.
So just so you guys know kind of where we're at, I do pay attention to all the things. And I talk about all things. Heather, on the other hand, does not know. Like if I were to say, hey, babe, answer me this. can you tell me your opinion on the founder of Tesla and...
I know who that is.
Oh, what's his name?
Musk something.
Yes, Musk something. See? Is Musk his first name or his last?
I don't know. I've just heard people say Musk.
Okay, and why is he being in the news the last couple months?
He put people in space. Don't laugh. What is this?
Yes, he has done that. Yes, that's so good. But
is that wrong?
Well, that's not why he's been in the news the last 2 months.
Yeah.
So he actually, you really don't know? I love this. You watch the first hour of Good Morning America at least once a week, so you must have missed this day. So he was trying to buy Twitter. Did you know this?
No.
Okay. So this is just perfect. I just need you to know that right now, like, I just know that Heather doesn't know these things. And this is a quality I love about you.
I'm kind of crying because I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed, baby. I think that it's endearing. Like, okay. I love this about you. Like, if Heather could be as close to Amish as possible in that lifestyle, she
like
would be.
I like deodorant and my
yes,
curling iron.
And you like your curling iron. But so there's that. Now to... me, why have I have been very silent about the January 6th committee hearings. I would like to...
How long did it take to get there?
I don't know.
We've been talking about this for a while.
That was a lot of fun to actually start asking you about news things that are happening. Okay, first, I do need people to, you know, understand this. Like, I'm not a news anchor. I'm not a news source. I don't feel like it's necessary for me to comment on every news story that comes out. Now, the January 6th hearings are very interesting to me. But here's the thing. I actually haven't watched any of them. Like, I've watched a couple of recaps. I listen to my friend Sharon McMahon when she kind of recaps them. I'll listen to Smarter News when she recaps it. But that's about it, you know? And my mouth is hanging open to a couple things. After January 6th, like, I watched a couple documentaries. I was like super into it. But I, honestly, like, right now in this season, like, I just haven't had the capacity or the time to invest into the January 6th hearings. And yeah, it just kind of is what it is. Like, there'll be things that come by me that my heart jumps on and I am talking about all the time. There's things that come by me that my heart is like not attached to and I just don't talk about them. You're about to say something?
Nope.
Oh, you put the mic up to your mouth.
I did. No, I just was thinking, like, You know, it's, you are, you really do talk about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think people misunderstand that as a, oh, he's a news anchor. And you're not. Like, that's not your job. Your job is to bring enlightenment to the things that you have done the research on or that you are personally connected to.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's just funny to think that people expect you to speak on everything.
Right. And there, I understand sometimes why.
Oh, sure.
Because I do, you know, when something happens in the news and I feel passionate about it, which I do a lot of things, I talk about things, you know, and I as opposed to the difference with the news anchor is they don't give their opinions. I give my opinion on almost everything, but I like to give it in a way that helps people that may have a differing opinion realize that, hey, it's actually safe to be in relationship with somebody that may not think like me.
That's really good. You know? Really liked how you explained that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so that's what I like to do. So yeah, you know, I feel like the January 6th hearings are very interesting to me. Hopefully it's opening a lot of our eyes as to, you know, wow, like there was a lot that happened leading up to it. And during that, it is very important that we as the American public know these things. I know some people are thinking it's a waste of time, it's a waste of tax dollars. So there's all sorts of people that are listening to this that have difference of opinions. I do believe that it's important that they're happening. And, you know, I just haven't had the time or the capacity to devote to unpacking some of those things. Not that I won't at some point. Okay, so this next question is has to do with, you know, I say all the time, don't stand on issues, but walk with people. And, you know, I think a lot of people ask the question, you know, how do you actually walk with people? Like, how do you actually walk with people that have a difference of opinion with you? And there's a lot of hot topics that people will have a difference of opinion with, right? There's tons
of
them. So,
I mean, relationships.
The simple question is, how do I, you know, somebody was getting specific about a certain issue that they have a difference of opinion with somebody that they love. How do I walk with them? Heather?
You're asking me that?
Yeah.
This is your question. That's not my statement.
I think it's actually important for you to answer it then.
Well, I think, you know,
give examples, specific examples as to how it looks to walk with people. And then they give an example of a certain thing that they have a hard time with, but it could be anything.
A hot topic. Yeah. Gosh, you know, I I was on, you know, I drove up to Ohio, by myself. And so I had a 2-hour conversation with my dad, and we don't agree on basically a lot, most things, I'd say probably all the hot topics. There was one thing that he was saying, and I just had to laugh at him. And I was like, Dad, you're so weird, and I love you so much. And and then we just kind of laughed, and, you know, like, we disagree, and that's okay. Like, I don't have a problem with that, but also, like, just allowing. Most of my siblings are very opinionated about certain things that I don't agree with. And it's okay. Like, just being in a relationship with them. I think I saw you yesterday, you know, there was somebody, a stranger, who you had to face to face have a conversation with. It was over the phone because you didn't, you know, live in the same place with this person.
Video.
On video. Yeah. Sorry. But it's that face to face. It's okay to disagree, but it's a face-to-face. We are human. We have our own beliefs, and we all come to the hot topics or even the simple topics that you may disagree with people with baggage. We all have our own.
Yeah.
We all have our own stories that have helped us come to a conclusion, to a belief,
right.
And we have to honor and hear those people's whys. You know, why they believe this, why, and that helps you then have compassion and mercy when, you know, when somebody is like, why are you so passionate about, you know, racism stuff? Because you've experienced it. Let me tell you the time that this guy yelled this at me, or this time that this experience happened to me. And that then gives me context of going, oh, wow, like, you know, and that's just relationship. That's face to face.
And it's relationship. And that's the thing. It's like, you get to choose who you want to walk with, right? You don't have to walk with everybody. You know?
Can't.
Like, it's impossible. But like you said yesterday, it was a great example. It started getting heated, this discussion with a stranger,
right,
on the internet, right? And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, and I found myself getting offended, getting defensive, starting to like argue. And then, you know what I said? I said, this isn't walking with him. So what did I do? I opened up the camera app and I recorded a video and I sent it. And immediately,
shifts.
It went from 100% heat to like it was like 50% heated. Right. And then he sent a video back and I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy isn't what I was painting him. And then it went down to 30%. Next thing you know, it took like 4 or 5 videos of us sending videos back and forth to each other, where when we saw each other's eyes and we walked with each other, things healed. Now that's one aspect. That was with a stranger.
Sure.
But with like people that you're actually in relationship with, I have so many friends that we don't agree with a lot of things. And guess what? 99% of our relationship has nothing to do with what we disagree on.
Right.
Right? Like, I've got one of my best friends in the world. We have season tickets to Nashville SC soccer games together. We talk mostly about our kids and about soccer. And guess what? That doesn't mean we're shallow. It doesn't mean we're ignoring. Who said that all we have to do is like try to convince other people of our points of views? Like, who said that that's like the goal in life?
Right.
Like, that, gosh, what a horrible way to live. What a horrible way to get to the end of your life and think like, man, I barely convinced friend X that he needs to think this way. No, that's not what you're going to be thinking about. You know, people are going to be thinking about the good times that you had, the how much you loved them. And I'm just
showed
more
up
about
for them.
That. Yeah, showed up for them. So anyway, that's kind of my thought on that.
That's good.
That's good. Okay. How about, here's a good one. Heather didn't want to answer this one. So I'm going to ask you first. Maybe you'll, but what's something that your spouse changed your mind about?
Well, I don't want to answer because I didn't know.
So hold on. This is what she's saying. I've never changed her mind on anything.
No, that's not true.
Can you answer
that for me?
No, but let me tell you something that you've changed my mind.
Okay.
About. Maybe that'll help. You've changed my mind on, here's a great one. You've changed my mind on my thoughts on hearing the voice of God. I honestly did not think that was a thing. I never thought that was available.
I didn't do that. God did that.
Okay. I mean, okay, sure. But you did that. Like watching you do that.
I just mean, I remember the moment that, like, probably your first encounter, and I just giggled because I didn't say anything. It was in the shower, you know.
Yeah.
So
but I did that because I was watching kind of do that. Now that, you know, maybe this person was trying to ask more about like hot topic issues, like, you know, what's something that you changed your mind about, you know. But
you actually have taught me to be generous, because I came from a very poverty background. Like, I didn't have a ton growing up, and so I couldn't imagine giving $20 to the guy on the side of the street.
Yeah.
Especially when we didn't have really that freedom. You know, it wasn't like, $20 meant a lot to us. And you still did. You didn't think twice. And even now, like last night, I'm like, hey, I want to give this tip to this guy. And you're like, how much? You know?
No,
and,
I was literally thinking that right now. Like, Heather's like, I want to give this.
But now I like, I'm like, just take it all. Here you go.
Yeah, you're just giving all our money away.
That was, you know, through you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. Carlos, how are you feeling today about eating Hamilton in December? So for those of you that don't know, Heather bought a pig. Oh, that was very good. Thanks. You don't have the headphones on, but that sounded really legit.
Oh, thanks.
Heather bought a pig named Hamilton, and Hamilton is living in Ohio, and we went to visit Hamilton. And
I
haven't even thought about this pig, right? And she's like, I'm going to buy a pig. I'm like, okay, buy a pig. And then she's like, well, we're going to have bacon in, you know, at some point. So I'm not even thinking about the pig. We go to Ohio. I'm not even thinking about the pig, because that's not why we're going to Ohio. But then she's like, the pig's here. And I was like, wait, like here in Leanne's backyard? I thought it was like in a pig farm or something. She's like, no, it's here. go feed the pig. And I was like, I'm not going to feed the pig. She said, go feed the pig. And I was like, okay, whatever. I'm going to go feed the pig. And then like I walked out, and this is all my Insta story. And I see this
pig.
You're
so dramatic.
And the pig starts going like oinking and like getting so excited to see me jumping up and down. And I was like, hi, I'm your daddy. And I felt immediately I was like, I can't eat the pig. Like I'm not gonna be able to eat the pig. But then now that I'm driving home, I'm gonna eat the pig.
Yeah, you are.
I'm gonna eat.
For sure you are.
I love bacon.
Bacon.
I mean, I like you cook
bacon,
that bacon
and pork butt, carnitas.
Pork belly.
Mm.
Pork belly tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. You know, so.
So let me just clear this up. I really do believe that anybody who eats meat should take a life of an animal or at least be part of the process because it really is a spiritual thing. You have killed deer before.
I have.
And
we ate the deer.
We ate the deer. And it really is like, I think it allows you to value
what you eat.
What you eat, opposed to just being separate and going and getting the plastic container at Costco that has the chicken breast in it. And so I really feel the same with vegetables. I feel like people need to grow a head of cabbage and see how much work it actually takes, and you'll be willing to pay for more than the $1.99 sale price.
Yeah,
so,
that's good.
But we chose this path because an opportunity presented itself to have organic pork where it is loved and living its best life in a great big wooded pen with a friend. And it, you know, I'm not a vegetarian. My sister is.
Yeah.
Well, I have one sister that's a vegetarian, one sister that's a pork
and goat pigs.
Yeah, farmer. So that's quite interesting. But I honor my sister and I respect that she is a vegetarian, and that is her belief and her value. And it's not mine. I eat meat. And so I love that I am raising an animal with Leanne's help. Let's be honest, Leanne's raising an animal. I am going to eat it, even though it has its name, without any problems.
Yeah, no, that's good. All right. I mean, now you got it. You got it from the source, the pig source. Oh, you're so good at that, babe. Okay, Heather?
Yes.
Question. I just missed it. Sorry. Here it is. Who usually wins a casual argument? Do one of you always think you are right? Okay, I'll go ahead and answer that.
No, I'll answer that.
There's
our casual argument. Carlos is really good with words. So if it has to come down to like a verbal explanation of an argument, he usually wins. But if it's like a... But I'm always right.
She definitely thinks she's always right. And honestly, casual arguments,
don't argue very often.
Yeah. And casual arguments, I don't even have them. Like, I'm like, okay, you know what? That's fine. Go ahead. Whatever you want. And sure, that may not be healthy, but it is what it is. If it's, if I am like strongly opinionated on it, then yes, I'm going to.
He just outwords me.
Outwords you?
Words me. Words.
Well, no. How about like the argument with the boyfriend at the very beginning of one of our daughter's relationships? Like, that was, I didn't outword you, but we got in a fight about that. That was an argument. I mean, that was a fight. Remember sitting in Titan Stadium?
I remember it very well.
Yeah.
That was probably, have we been in a fight since then?
Yeah. So like, I get, but they're asking about casual arguments, not about deep arguments.
Yeah, because I was right on that one too.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding. I'm just teasing.
But you do think you're always right.
For sure.
Okay. All right. So are you looking forward to being empty nesters?
Yes.
No.
I'm looking forward to... yes, I am looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to parts of it. Obviously, I love, 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 love my kids. I love, love, love a full home. I love, love, love being a mom. Like, that is my favorite thing. And yet, I do look forward to, I look forward to having some freedom.
You know, it's funny because answering that question, and I'm like, no, like I'm not. Like I'm going to miss the house being chaotic right now. It's so crazy. Like, there's so many people all the time.
You just want to, like, walk to the fridge and get a bowl of cereal in your underwear, though?
No. Oh, I'll do that okay. If people are in the house. I don't care. They just have to, they just got to know. But I think this leads to this next question, because maybe this is a reason why. It appears Heather takes on a lot of the load at home and enjoys it, right? So I feel like maybe this is a secondary part to the question. How and has she always enjoyed it? So there's a thing, like, I mean, listen, I've just been in Portland. I travel, I come home and I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm home for 4 days. And like, let's do all the family stuff. And you're like, listen, bro, you've been gone. I've been dealing with it all. So that's do you good. Think that's part of it?
Probably. Yeah. I think I can handle cleaning up your mess. Ooh. Cause you are messy. But the constant nagging and the, have you guys done this? Have you cleaned that? Are your zones done? Yeah. I look forward to not having to do that.
It appears you take on a lot at home and enjoy it. How have you always enjoyed it?
I've always wanted to be a mom, and I love that. I
be a mom that stays at home.
That stays at home. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. I love cooking. I love managing life. I do not love cleaning, and I do not love. I actually don't love homeschool.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
I really don't love it now. I've totally quit. But I think I love I loved it when they were young and it was more free. I'm not a teacher. I don't love teaching. So
yeah,
I don't love that weight of things either. But I would 1,000% do it again. I would love having my kids home. I love those experiences of being together versus them going away to school for half the day or more. Yeah. So that I love.
Yeah, that you loved. No, that you did. You did. What songs? Oh, this is great. Everyone's gonna have different. What song instantly puts you in a good mood? I would like you to.
I want you to guess mine.
Well, you guess mine first.
It's Aldebarge. Is that his name?
That's her name. Good
is
job.
Is it a girl or a boy?
You didn't know Elon that. Musk's name, but you know Aldebarge. Uh-huh. And it's a guy, by the way.
We can leave it all behind. Na na na.
Keep singing.
Na 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 na
na na na na na na. To the beat and the rhythm of the night, I dance until the morning light. Forget about the worries on your mind, cause you can leave them all behind. To the beat and the rhythm of the night. Oh, the rhythm of the night. Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Ding ding ding. Okay.
22 years of marriage. What's mine?
Do you have one?
Yep.
You have one song that instantly puts you. I'm not gonna get this right, but I'm gonna guess one.
Okay.
Operator, won't you put me on through a good girl? I love that bridge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to my girl, babe, one more time. Down, down, down.
What is that body doing right now? I'm literally like bouncing.
Take it, down, down, down. I can't believe I
guessed
it.
I'm so proud of you.
I mean, you've got a lot of songs that you love.
That one's the instant mood change.
I mean, you should have seen the transformation that happened to my left. Even the car started shaking a little bit, babe. That was so good. Gotta send my love down the band. Okay, that's good. Let's see. I mean, we're getting closer to the end, guys. Let's see. Does your fam get annoyed that you're always on Instagram and that their entire life is recorded? Heather?
We're not all recorded. So I think even today, I was like, I don't want to be on TVs.
Yeah. So. What does that mean? You say that a lot. I don't want to be on TVs. Somebody asked that question. Like, what does that mean? First of all, why do you call it the TVs? And you know, why don't you?
Because it's entertainment. Like, it is TV.
Yeah. I mean, see, that's what we grew up with. And so, yeah. So they're not always on, you know,
No.
I actually have an episode where I talked to my son about, him being recorded a lot when he was younger. And it's actually really, really incredible conversation. If you guys want to listen to that, a couple more here. Let's see. Are you both still training for a marathon? If not, any other fitness goals you want to reach? I did just buy some running shorts at the Nike outlet and a running waistband. So yes, I'm training for a marathon.
I ran my marathon.
She did. I don't think she's ever going to do another one unless Sienna runs one.
Yeah, that's probably the only thing. I am running still.
Yeah.
But not training for anything.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Hubs and I had a debate when we first got married. Ketchup belongs in fridge or pantry?
Fridge.
100%. And I only say that because you put it in the fridge.
Yeah. 100%.
Okay, this is actually good. Sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Sock.
Yes. Who does sock, shoe, sock,
know.
Shoe?
That's so weird.
What weirdo does that? Can one of you guys just let me know if you do that?
That's really weird.
I can't fathom having one foot.
A shoe on and then nothing?
And nothing.
Weird.
And being naked on the other. Oh my gosh. That's great. Out of the two of you, which one would do better in an episode of Survivor?
1, 2, 3.
Heather.
Me.
Yes. 100%. Now, I would like to think that I would.
100%. And then the first spider that crawled your way, you'd be ringing the bell. I'm done.
Because here's the thing. I don't know if you guys have watched the series Alone. We love Alone.
Oh, I couldn't imagine
And when we watch it, I assume I'm like, man, I'd at least make it a month. Like, at least.
No, you would be like that one guy who came and he literally rang the bell the first day.
Before he even
slept.
Because
he saw like a wolf or wolf tracks or bears. He saw some animal and he's like, nope, not doing
this.
Yeah, that would be you.
He was not doing it. So you know, if you don't know the show, like they drop you off. They drop like 10 people off remotely. There's no camera crew. They have to film themselves. And the last person that taps out wins the money. You get to tap out with a little walkie-talkie. And I don't know. I think I would make it one night. I think I could make it one night if I had a sound machine.
No!
Babe unplugged her. Unplugged her. No, it's in the back of the microphone. Yep.
No, but I'm driving.
Okay, hold on. Here, you talk here. Just talk.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, we're back. we're back. And let's do this. We're running out of battery here.
Okay.
We only have so much battery left. We've answered a lot of questions. There's a couple more good ones here. Have you two ever driven on a coast-to-coast road trip? If so, any must-stop places? I like this one.
We've driven all over the country.
Yeah.
We've driven...
Definitely coast-to-coast many times.
Yes, not necessarily coast-to-coast in one consecutive drive, but we have definitely been across the country. We enjoy going out of our way a little bit. So like if we were going from Nashville to California, which is home, we always drive up through Colorado just because it's beautiful.
Yep.
I love Utah and Zion and Bryce Canyon stuff. It's just spectacular. What else? I think stopping I don't know. We would always stop. Like I remember with the kids, I'd pick a few places. Like we stopped where the first Pony Express.
Yep.
Museum was, and we just found free things along the way. When the kids were younger, from Nashville to Kansas City, which is a 9-hour drive, which is what our first day would be, halfway is St. Louis, and they have a free zoo. And so I allowed each child to pick one animal.
That's true.
And we'd stop. That would be our stop. We'd run from who's ever animal. So say somebody picked the elephants and then the polar bears and then the monkeys, we'd run to each stop. And that was really fun and quick and just got our legs stretched.
Good.
It's actually very attainable. I think once you drive
and affordable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's pricing right now, especially
with gas.
Gas. But, but being able to, just cover that amount of the country, it's just spectacular. So
it is. We love it. We'd recommend it.
Yeah.
Okay, last question.
Ooh.
Ready? I'm slowly gonna fade up the music. But for the last question, did you have when you were a child, what was your first cartoon crush?
I don't know his name. His name from Scooby Doo, the guy.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not
Shaggy?
Not the blonde guy. But Shaggy
like the skinny, scrawny, nerdy guy?
I can't help it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what you see me as?
No.
Oh.
You're like,
who am I?
There's zero. Well, you're not in.
Am I like Denzel if he was a cartoon?
What?
Okay,
he's like my dad.
Oh, yeah. I guess he's a little older. My cartoon crush was, when I was a kid, it was probably Wonder Woman. I wanted her to tie me up with the lasso.
Okay. And tell her the truth.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to the Human Hope Podcast. Hopefully some of these were entertaining, but also beneficial to learn. Maybe how Heather and I have walked through a couple things, how we stand with each other. Well, actually walk with each other instead of standing on the shoes. There is an entire podcast episode where we talked about the last episode Heather was on, how we disagree on some hot topics.
Just don't make a comment, because yeah, then I'm out.
Yeah, that's right. Just don't talk to Heather about it. But I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure that you subscribe, that you share the podcast with all your friends and family. And guess what? We will see you next week on another episode of Human Hope. Hey.